Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now I'm joined by Attila Gaudry, who is the Hungarian ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you very much for inviting me here.
Thank you for being here with us. Attila, can you tell us more about this project? I mean, what's 27 Times Cinema project about? Why did you decide to apply for it?
27 Times Cinema project is an initiative by the European Parliament and the Lux Prize, and also with Giornatore degli Autori, which is a section part of the Venice International Film Festival. It's about bringing young people together from the 27 European countries, and they are acting as jury members at this section at the Giornatore degli Autori, and we will have to decide which film will win in this category at the end of these 10 or 12 days.
And what do you expect to learn from these days?
We had a lot of workshops during the days. We had a lot of screenings, and I'm trying to be very open to everything, but I think that the nights are still the nights are amazing here, that we learned from each other much more than from any other thing here. We had a screening. Yesterday we organized a common screening of our works from the jury members.
One of your colleagues.
Helena, France representative, and it was amazing for me. That was a really great moment.
That's great. Well, I read from your profile that your dream job would be making films, documentaries, which can influence and change someone's life. And I found this super interesting. What do you mean?
I mean, like, not metaphorically at all. I finished film directing in Romania. And now I don't want to make films until I find the subject which life I can change it, like, properly. Like, if you saw Close Up from Abbas Kiarostami, that is a film when the main character has to go in jail because he did something, but the film and the film director, Kiarostami, somehow gets him out from the jail. And it really, the film made a change in his life. Like, really.
And what are you... What are you studying at the moment?
I'm not studying. I finished the master's degree.
So...
And now I'm working at a cinema in Romania, Cluj-Napoca. That's where I work. As a projectionist, film projectionist. And besides this, at various film festivals in Romania.
Speaking of film festivals, what are the main film festivals that we can find there? I know that there is the Budapest Independent Film Festival, is it?
Yes, there is a Budapest Independent Film Festival. This is in Hungary. And Titanic Film Festival, this is more a retrospective of films of a specific year. There are animation film festivals like Primonimo, which is really great.
Which one would you recommend to our listeners, let's say?
I think Primonimo, this animation film festival, it's really friendly. It's really warm there. Their atmosphere there.
We have just mentioned the Budapest Independent Film Festival. So what's the situation of independent cinema in your country? What would you say?
In Hungary, it is. It's, actually, there are there is an initiative called Art Mozihálózat, Art Cinemas Network. Which consists of, seven cinemas from Budapest. This is just Budapest-oriented. And they are trying to... they are keeping in touch with them, and that's how they are surviving there. During the pandemic, it was... They had another initiative that they upload some films, made it available, some films on,
online.
And they had this thing that... When you bought a ticket for mm-hmm. the specific film, you would enter in a chat room with all the people who bought...
That's great. So a sharing experience.
Yeah, it was a sharing experience. The film was started at a specific time.
Okay,
at a certain
that's
time,
interesting.
And yeah, they wanted to recreate somehow this feeling of being in a cinema.
Do you think that these online platforms are now, because of COVID-19... playing a key role, let's say, in trying to make the cinema experience somehow share the cinema experience? What do you think?
Unfortunately, yes, they are playing a key role. I don't like the online platforms mm-hmm. at all. I'm trying to see the films as it was supposed to be mm-hmm. on a big screen. My situation is really... special, because I work at a cinema and for
so
me...
So you have
yeah,
the chance.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to uh-huh. see it, but VOD platforms and this online experiences are really scary for
me.
I really like the placed cinema, the dark room, the
so
white screen.
The traditional way, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
you for sharing your experience as the Hungarian ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you to all of you. Stay with us to know more about the 27 Times Cinema initiative. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.